It's tough, but the National Football League's tough.
You know, I think you guys are probably more worried than we are.
All right, Mike McDaniel. Woody, you're a bad guy. Very, very funny, though. I got it. Very funny.
That was an honor of Dave Hyde.
They are right about one thing. Nobody wants to hear excuses. Everybody's got injuries. A lot of backup quarterbacks are playing. They're not backups now, but some of them have been able to establish themselves as starters again. Sam Darnold, Mayfield story's a great one, right? That's good. Although they got how did they lose at home to Denver? That's a different story, but it's not a very good team. Obviously. And I thought the roster, man, we're giving out contracts to all these guys. I go, man, this team's gonna be good. Take care of all your big guys.
Yeah, you heard Mike McDaniel 3.0. All his policies were in place where Tua came out. I remember saying, this is our team. This is the players' team. And I was like, what have you guys won to? And so, but the larger point then, everybody's talking about Skylar Thompson, and I get it. I understand that.
It's a big one, though, Dave.
Three games this year, 20-10-3, last in the league, as Woody pointed out, 11 points a game. But go back to the previous three games last year. Total law, they're only averaging 14.5 points a game. This isn't like it just happened.
No, it started happening, but we thought it was against really good teams,
yeah.
and they were injured. Because a lot of people, we're all our best people are injured or can barely play, and if they're out there, they shouldn't be. And, hey, we're playing again. I mean, come on. We're looking at Josh and Lamar and Patrick. Those are three guys. You could argue three of the best quarterbacks. We can't do that now.
No. Well, and Buffalo is down five starters on defense, and they held them.
Nobody wants to talk about their injuries. It's about our injury.
And so, but my point is there's a stretch here. Now we're talking six games where the offense has struggled. And I get it's bridged over two seasons and all that, but has the defense caught up to shutting down this
I just
quick
have,
strike?
I know. You just say get trouble. Because I heard this whole thing on ESPN about the two deep is ruining football because two guys back there. And I'm like, two deep hasn't done crap. It's the offenses.
Everybody's figured out two deep, right? I mean.
No, don't say that. And I know I'm not allowed to say a guy that made a living on two deep. Matter of fact, he not only screwed up two deep, he screwed up three deep. With a quick release and a strong arm down the field with really good weapons, that takes care of two deep.
Yeah, but not many people have Marino's arm.
No, I didn't. That's why I didn't say it. You said it.
I said it. But
oh, way to go! Talk about one of the greatest passers of all time. Well, that's not what we're talking about. And you're right. But
how does this team get out of here?
They don't have 11 penalties. And by the way, very, if any, were gray area. They were bad penalties. 1-for-12 on third down. 0-for-3 on fourth down. 205 yards. The defense gives you the ball on the 5 or 6 yard line. You can't score a touchdown. They hold you to a field goal. That's a loss. That is a lost possession. A lot of bad numbers, and now all of a sudden you can't get we might as well just tell Tyreek and Waddle just take off.
Can I get one of those before I go into this next?
Go ahead.
Can
give
I
it
get
to
that,
me.
Woody?
You've been on
dial it up.
You guys are probably more worried than we are.
He went on, and that's
first
a piece
first
of
possession.
It.
You got it at the Seattle's 39, 4th-and-1. That's 100% of the time I thought Michael McDaniel goes for that. Instead, it has to be we do not trust this offensive line. We don't trust this running game.
But that Seattle's not very good against the run.
They're not. They're in the lower half of where they've given up 140-something.
I think it was 142 points a game.
Yeah, yards a game, right. And so there's a place I thought they would run the ball or go for the fourth down, and they try the 57-yard field goal. And I take it also back to the Buffalo game. 8 seconds left before half, they're at like the 8-yard line, and they have one more shot in the end zone if they want. This is with Tua as quarterback, and Mike kicks the field goal. there's something about he's not coaching this team the same way, this offense the
I'm
same way.
I'm telling you
as
right now,
year.
If you were to go over there, that's our story, and we're sticking to it, that they still believe this offensive line. I got to tell you, a real frustrating part of this Teron Armstead thing. So he's banged up, can't finish the game. I thought he was going to be out. So they go, no, he's playing today. And I'm like, first thought
because he had a shoulder problem last game.
So my first thought was, he ain't going to make it through the game. So Lamb and your rookie, go get ready. Because when are you guys going to have to play?
You know what, the field goal now, thing, maybe Dave, he saw, you know, other kickers around the league have been making a lot of
them.
Well,
they have been making.
Maybe he thought, hey, maybe we could do
including
it.
Including Jason Sanders. He's made some deep kicks. I think he made a 57-yarder the previous week, didn't he?
He kicked a 52-yarder. 52-yarder.
Okay, right. But Teron Armstead, I thought it was announced as an eye, and after the game they were talking, Mike was talking about concussion protocol.
I don't know. Fuller, I don't know. All these guys, I don't know. I hope everybody keeps playing hard. I hope, boy, the way this coach has got your back, we're going to find out if that loyalty goes both ways.
It rarely goes both ways. And that's
because nobody is more loyal to their players than this guy.
Is that a fault, or is that?
I don't know that.
Is
I don't
it,
have
is
an
it both a fault and a credit to him that he's that loyal?
Yes. I think you're right. I mean, look, that could be a really good thing, right? Players like that.
Yes.
But when you have the wrong players like the Dolphins do, it's not, you know, exactly a great thing. If you were provided the right players.
I wrote this at the time in the Sun Sentinel. Some of the contracts I don't understand. Jalen Ramsey's turning 30. You have two more years left on his current contract. Why are you changing it to extend it and make him the biggest, highest-paid cornerback in the league?
Because his agent said, our guys
I get
contract.
That's what agents do.
And Tyreek's agent said that. And Waddle's like, hey.
Well, Waddle, you had to pay. I mean, he was due for a contract, right? Or unless you want him to go to free agency.
I'm
going to
tell you another little problem they have. They didn't take care of Javon Holland.
Yeah.
And Javon Holland is looking and going, wow. And it's Christian Wilkins' agent, same agent. And he's going, I see how they look at me. Everybody, you know, it's like you give all the kids at a party candy and ice cream, except one. You go, hey, we're out. Sorry.
But that's one where they played hard line on. That's the one. And they...
They're using...
This is sensitive. He didn't play at the end of last year when he was cleared to play. He said he wasn't right. I have no idea. That's sort of like a no-fly zone for media to get into.
Good call.
Because we don't know. But we do know that became a sticking point with Holland and his contract and moving forward and where it all goes. I don't know. But, you know, Christian Wilkins didn't sign. He went to free agency. Holland's looking at free agency. And the question is, if it doesn't get done in the next handful of weeks, they'll just say, we'll go to free agency at this point, right? And then what do you do if you're the Dolphins?
What do you think his agent's telling him right now?
His agent's probably
going off the Christian Wilkins stuff, going, hey, short of having seven interceptions and probably, I don't know. Hey, we got to go to break. By the way,
live text coming in this morning.
I know
Joe.
That.
And my favorite one, can I just give you a quickie?
I was going to talk about Mercury Morris real quickly. Let me do Mark here. And because I wanted to mention this, and we were going to dinner. Saturday night, and Nat was with us, and of course Nat's head of the alumni, and we find out I didn't even know he was sick. Mercury Morris had passed away, and had through the years a chance to spend time with Merck, and not as close to him as like Larry Little, obviously, and Zonk, and all those guys that played with him, but did spend a lot of time with him on a cruise, and so that was a little bit of a shocker, and he was such a big part of the undefeated team and the great run, and you can't say. I always say this, you can't say Zonk and kick without Merck.
Yeah, I got to know Merck well when I did a book on the 72 team. I had lunch with him, I remember, in South Miami restaurant. He's moving around chairs at the table to show offensive formation. But last winter, he calls me up and he goes, I need to talk to you. and I went over to his house, and we talked for 3 hours. He wanted to clear his name of all this, not just clear his name of all the, you know, 4 decades ago, he was in prison for 34 months on drug charges. And the case was overthrown in the Florida Supreme Court way back then. And I said, Merck, nobody remembers this. Yeah. And he goes, I do. And he not only wanted to clear his name, we're going to go after the people who prosecuted me. And I go, okay, you lay out your case. So we talked for 3 hours. He walked me out in his garage, and he's got it framed in his garage is his prison shirt. And it's right next to his Dolphins 22 shirt framed. And so we talked, and there was a lot of investigation in that, and we never got to the end of it. And then I got the news that he died Sunday morning. I got the news.
Yeah.
And that's what my thought. We never got to write the final story.
Yeah, we toasted Merck in Washington on Saturday night. So, we're losing a lot of those guys on that team, man. I was going to actually sometime today, I was just going to kind of look down there because I go to most of those functions, see how we're doing.
I think it was 17 at the last reunion.
You hate doing this because, you know, it's such a great time of sports and really the start of a great history of sports down here with our first team.
These are incredible personalities, too. That's amazing. People talk, why were they the greatest team? Well, look what they did after football. CEOs of Fortune 500 companies, great broadcasters, et cetera. You go down the line of business success after business success.
No, man. So to all those guys who lost their teammates and Merck and Bob and Manny and Dick is still with us and Larry, God, just crazy. All right, we got to go to break here real quickly. I do want to take a moment here this morning and tell you about Atlantic Men's Clinic and all the guys. Listen, man, if you've got a problem with low T or ED or both, it's normal, and don't worry about it. If it's bothering you and you know in your energy level and you're tired all the time, everybody's, you're just getting older, it's normal. It is normal, but doesn't mean you have to do it. Atlantic Men's Clinic can fix it. You could feel years and years and years younger. How'd you like to get your sex drive back? How important is that still to you? That little wife or girlfriend of yours looking really good and you sit and become friends with her because ain't nothing happening in the bedroom? No siree. My wife was making excuses for me. She was so nice. We went home one night. She goes, you're just tired and stressed out. I go, no, I have a freaking problem here, man. Atlantic Men's Clinic, thank you. Thank you. I can laugh at myself right now. Thank you, though. I want everybody out there that's going through this, schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic today. Meet with their professionals that give you all the tests you need. You'll meet with some really knowledgeable people that can help you and knock out ED and low T quickly. The first appointment, the most important one, 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com. 6 locations in South Florida to serve you. Again, if you're serious and this is a problem, because guys don't go around telling each other, hey, good to see you, I got ED and low T. Something you want to take care of, Atlantic Men's Clinic can do it for you and do it quickly. All right, welcome back here on is it Monday, Dave?
It still feels Monday. It feels like Monday in about 2013 or something like that.
It is amazing that you can do a game the night before in Seattle and you can be home in time to do radio in the morning.
I got to salute you, Joe, your work ethic. What time do you guys land? Like 3:30 in the morning? And here you are, a cross-country show for you of energy, and it's amazing. As an old man, I salute you, Joe.
I enjoy doing these, man. I feel everybody's frustrated. I will tell you this. I think Bo and Jimmy and we take losses, and when the team's not playing the way it's supposed to and you see things you don't like, it pisses us off. We're no different than fans. We're really not. We are fans. But you see stuff, and you see how people are playing, and you get extra time to get ready for a game, and you know who the starter's going to be. I was just one part. I thought Skyler was going to be a lot better, and obviously not get knocked out of his first game. That's not good. Probably going to be done now. I don't know if he's going to be back for another start.
No, but the point, good teams can win with backups. Maybe not for the whole season, maybe not against the best teams, but they can keep seasons going. The question become to me, is this a good team? We know Skylar.
It's not a good team.
Yeah, and that's the larger problem for me. And I wrote about my column today. If it was only about the quarterback, and it's not. It's about so much more than that.
But I will tell you whether he wasn't, Mike said he wasn't ready because Mike didn't do a good enough job. If that is part of it, he's right. And coaches always take, you know, the hit for everything. It's easier to do it that way. But that's on everybody over there, man. You knew this backup quarterback's in it. You still got to play the season, and you're not going to waste it, not with the amount of money you're paying to a handful of guys. Can't be a rebuild or tear it up. I mean, they got fresh money in the bank right now. Matter of fact, you can still smell it.
And you know the window's starting to close a little on this team because they lost Christian Wilkins over money. They lost Robert Hunt over money. You didn't Van Ginkle, some of the depth, Raekwon Davis over money. And so you got to win now. And if Skylar Thompson can't help you win, they had to go out and get somebody else to back. Jimmy Johnson always said the backup quarterback is the second most important job on the roster.
If he said that's he's right, because you got to band-aid it. You got to keep going, and it should have been dealt with. And to everybody's point here that's talking about it, I know I'm sure we got people saying, I knew Skylar couldn't play. I knew it. Well, Mike's with him every day, and the organization has seen him and studied him and had coordinators. I'm sure Frank Smith and his quarterback coach and it's a cold business, and sometimes you can really like Skylar. God, he's such a likable guy. He works his that's a guy we want around here. But you still got to make sure the last thing you say is he can help us win games.
Somebody's got to stand up for the and
right
for the organization, all good, and say, can he keep a season going? And nobody evidently did, and everybody bought in from the GM. That's to me where the backside. If Mike's personality is to fall in love with the players he coaches, okay? And that can be a good thing. It can be a bad thing. Good thing when you're winning and times are good. Bad thing on a day like today, you got to go and traditionally, at least in football, you are having some hard conversations with players. Showing love, but hard conversations. Now, where was everybody in February and March on Skylar Thompson and Mike White? Were they saying one of these, we'll be fine with whoever's our backup? Because they sure don't look 100%. Fine right now.
Right. That falls on everybody. That does fall on the GM too. GM's got final say. At the end of the day, they're working together. And listen, they have made it clear. It's part of the chemistry of the team is the fact that the GM and the head coach are on the same page.
But this is a first-time head coach. All right, and as much as Mike McDaniel has become the voice and face of the organization, the first-time head coach, and as a veteran GM, you got to protect him over some of his decisions. And knowing his personality, again, is to fall in love. You got to protect him on some. And I'm not excusing Mike out of this conversation because he's part of it too, but the GM's got to be the guy to come in and say, no, we're going to go out and get a veteran quarterback because we got to win right now. We need someone who can back up. If he has to go in there for two or three or four weeks, that we can win with.
There's just so many parts of this, and I guess the biggest – well, there's a whole bunch tied for first, but 11 points a game.
11.
For the first, that's – no, I never thought that. I didn't know if they were going to score 29 points a game again, but I did look at the schedule early on and go – you can score a lot of points on this schedule.
They had 70 points in a game. It'll take them seven games averaging that to get to 70 points this year.
Yes.
That's mind-boggling.
Yeah. And by the way, a lot of the same guys are still there. I know Raheem's out, but, you know, Achan has really taken a front row and done a nice job. A couple of good plays by Jalen Wright yesterday, the draft pick. Nice runs to the outside. But you can't all of a sudden Tyreek Hill and Waddle have been basically 3,000 yards between them. That's what they've been. They have been. And right now we're talking about one guy, four catches for 26, one four for 41. Those are like running back coming out of the backfield in tight end numbers, 10 yards a catch. Those aren't two guys that can run and make big plays on the outside. And he's got to find a way. I don't buy that. Well, the coverage. I don't buy that. The coverages have caught up. The coverages have caught up to Mike McDaniel and Tua and this offense. I don't buy it.
I tell you what, they aren't doing the.
They
ran the ball well last year, and they haven't been run. They haven't run the ball well this year in general. Yesterday, when they had to help out their backup quarter, 18 for 65 yards, I believe, something like that, and didn't help out the quarterback much.
Well, can't have 200 yards and all the other problems. I mean, all the numbers that say, uh-oh, we're in trouble, you had yesterday. 11 penalties, 1 for 12 on third down, 205 yards.
Not the big one. They had got two turnovers, and they didn't turn the ball over.
By the way, that's usually the killer right there.
Yeah.
The turnover, the difference in turnovers. Whew, man. Really.
Where do you go? What do you say
this
today?
This is what you have. But there probably needs to be a little tough love over there. It probably needs to be a little tough love.
Which there hasn't been, really.
I don't know.
I don't know if there is.
I don't know what he does behind the scenes. I'd be lying to you. I don't know. I don't know if halftime, the way they played in that first half, if he said, this is not acceptable. This is BS. We get the ball to start second half. Let's go. I don't know, but there was a lot of stuff. Boy, I was, I do this. I think shoes. Got the same guy getting same penalties. Oh, that conversation on the sideline would have been ugly. All right, we got to go to break here. We will jump on some text here. I know we've said a lot of these things. By the way, great story. Yes, Sam Darnold, 4 times. You ever think Sam Darnold, we'd be talking about a Sam Darnold team as a starter, 3-0. And he has 4 touchdown passes yesterday.
Why can't that be us just once?
By the way, how about this? He got some guys to throw to.
Yeah, and Minnesota looks for real. New Orleans looks for real.
So do we.
Why can't that be us one time, man?
All right.
One time, brother. Somebody asked if, by the way, the text I was going to get to, somebody asked if we're still doing our meetings at 24 past the hour.
I don't know if he changed that. It's a great one.
They probably should move it.
Nobody's safe right now for anything they're doing. Nobody's safe. I know that.
We're going to have the 25th anniversary of the no playoff win thing. That'll be next season.
How will that be marked?
Do they put a patch on the jersey? 25th anniversary, no playoff?
A black patch.
I mean, right? They usually, like, if a team's got
their
25th.
Roll,
no, but if a team has
their
25th
somebody
anniversary.
Gave you that. You did not think of that on your own.
Actually did think of that one on my own. The 24 past the hour thing, bad. Someone else had that
I want to play off. You're a bad guy. All right. Well, listen, gloom and doom back there. Maybe we get it turned around.
By
the way, you don't get it turned around the next three, on me. All right, right now I want to talk to you about reverse mortgages. What? Wait a sec. I'm talking about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. 33 years in the business. Yes, and then the reverse mortgage is one of the most popular mortgages right now for folks 62 and older. If you and your spouse are 62 or older, you qualify. And if you got a lot of equity in your home, it's paid off, you're going, what have I done? I sure could use that money. Well, it's a great way to go. You need to find out more on why it's so popular. There's a lot of different really good things to it that I know it can really help you, especially if you're getting close to retiring and going, ooh, I'm not where I wanted to be and could really use that money right now. Michael Kotze can get them done quickly for you. First-time home buyer rates, fixed rates in the fives right now, self-employed and been declined by the banks. We got a program for you too, man. Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Just the service is fantastic. His ability to get deals done for you and get you what you need, that second mortgage and everything else. A lot faster, half the time of the big banks, because this guy works 7 days a week. You can always get a hold of him. Michael Kotze really has no life. He's always working at Choice Mortgage. 7 days a week. Call or text him, 561-441-2730. That's 561-441-2730. The guy's been doing this a long time. MLS 166254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender. Google reviews on the web. Choice Mortgage reviews. People are saying nice things about Michael Kotze.
Couple things to get you caught up on here. First off, our Dave & Buster's gift card giveaway is back. We've got a $250 gift card that you could win to see football and soon the Heat and the Panthers. To enter, go to WQAM.com/contest. Dave & Buster's. Eat, drink, play, watch sports at Dave & Buster's in Hollywood. And you can join the WQAM on-air staff at Smoke on the Water in Weston for Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars this Wednesday, presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall. Enjoy fine whiskey, a good cigar, and sports talk with the WQAM on-air staff. And the Heat's Duncan Robinson will also be there. Free to attend. You need a RSVP at WQAM.com, which will get you an invite. And a complimentary cigar, must be over 21. Drink responsibly. Come hang with the WQAM on-air staff at Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars this Wednesday at Smoke on the Water in Weston, presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall. Official partner, the main man. There's nobody better to help you flip your biz and cash out big than the main man. Go online at www.themainman.com. And sponsored by the injury law firm of Cohen & Judah, where a partner handles every single case. Call 866-FAIR-FEE, Joe.
Good people. Well, they like us, so they're really good people. But
they like the Dolphins.
We got that coming.
Too,
Dave,
right?
You want to come out?
You get a complimentary cigar? I might be out there for that.
Did you not get invited?
Light up a cigar every once in a while.
Why did these ass clowns here invite him? No,
how do you eat out in Seattle, though? Okay, you got the Pacific salmon. You must have had some Pacific salmon, right?
The food out there was unbelievable. You remember Damon Hewitt?
Sure, backup.
Backup quarterback.
Speaking of backup quarterbacks.
Why, is he available? Is he trying out for the team or something?
No, he's moved. He's a little bit older. He did get a couple Super Bowl rings for backing up Brady. How about that?
He backed up Marino. Marino had one job for the backup quarterback.
But I got to tell you, they hit gold because they got the wine company now out in Seattle, both of them.
So you had some wine.
And by the way, their wine is like really, really – you need to get that.
Sorry.
And
he doesn't drink wine, by the way, Dave.
I did.
You did drink wine.
So it was their best wine. And their wine grades out really, really well. So it's like really high end. So Damon's done a great job with this and – So we did, but the food in the restaurant we were at was just...
Wait, so did you drink the wine just to be polite?
No, it was really... I enjoyed it. I did not have... I drank only white wine, but it was good. It was really good. No beer, no tequila. I did have a tequila at the hotel, but that was a warm-up, but that was... I was good.
I didn't even know they made wine in Seattle, in Washington State.
It's really high quality. Like, I guess it's one of the best places for wine. I didn't know anything about it. I know my friend Jimmy Cefalo and Damon Hewitt know a lot about it. Danny's a big wine guy, so all those guys. But we had a real, real fun night.
Are you in the wine club now? Like, are you going to, you know, Napa Valley and all that? Or
no.
Well, wine country?
You know,
wine super?
I grew up out there and never have been to Napa, not one time. I know where it is. I've been through it, but I've never been there and went, ow. And people go for vacation out there to see and taste all the wines and see it.
They make movies of wine drinkers in Napa.
Yeah, go to San Francisco. Oh, we got the we're still going to Napa for the day. Yeah, we're going. Yeah, no, that's a big thing to do out there. There's not a whole lot of good things in California right now. Napa is one of them, so that's good. All right, Woody, what do we got coming in today, man? I'm sorry about that.
What do we have coming in here, Joe? Oh boy, let's see here. Hey, brothers, let's do some research. Let's find Van Ginkle's stats from yesterday and compare them to Chop Robinson. By the way, the Vikings are 3-0.
Yeah.
Hey, Chop almost had a
By the way, blocked line. Who did the article? Somebody just recently did it. This Chop is doing what he did at Penn State.
Nothing?
He's always around.
That was a line of questioning.
He was all around. Yeah. Oh, it was. Because they were saying he's around, he's aggressive, but he's not showing up on the stat sheet. And that's what happened at Penn State.
15 tackles last year at Penn State. Now, come on, three games into a rookie's career, we're not in the judging stage yet, are we? Are we?
I don't think anybody's on a hall pass when your team's not good. I'm being serious.
Oh, I think the whole draft class.
Because when you go with older players, it's not and you're not playing well. You do look at the draft too.
I look at the previous 2 years' draft and say, what have they got out of it? Nothing.
Well, they're not going to hold the GM responsible. So what's the difference?
General manager for life, you know. Yeah, and that's I think that's where. But
you know who I forgot about? His name popped up yesterday. Is Cam Smith?
Cam Smith. What happened to him?
He's on. Is he on IR? I think he's on IR.
Nobody knows.
Start the year. Anyway, what else you got, Wood?
All right. Let's see here. Blow up the team. Houston, which we all ragged on and that we fleeced. Remember, we did do that. They are back before us.
Boy,
they are more than back.
That one stinks. That's it. By the way, that we gave them all those picks and laughed and how dumbass they were, such dumbasses. And they hit on a quarterback in the draft. And they loaded it up.
And Laramie Tunsil's still playing left tackle for them.
And is considered to be one of the three or four.
And they won
left
a playoff
tackles.
Game last year. They're not meeting at 7:24. I know that, or 8:24 in the meet. You know, they won a playoff game.
Someone said we become the Jets after Rodgers went down. Another guy says he's with Dave, can't give up 17 points in the first quarter. I just have a tough time piling on the defense today. I thought they did enough. At least give you a shot.
Doesn't do enough when you got your backup quarterback.
But the Dolphins had the ball, six times down 17-3. Couldn't score a single point.
Couldn't score.
I mean, at some point, like, you do have to. I mean,
they've been down double digits in all three games in the first half. That's not the way you script things if you're Mike McDaniel. You're a good team playing with the lead.
Horndog checked in here with us, Joe.
What's Horny say?
He said, you didn't get the memo. The Dolphins are boycotting playoff wins. I'm
this
serious.
Is what you
I
get
think next
this
year.
Is exactly. I just take the punches because you're
for
right.
I'm waiting for the snare drum. You know,
24 years, man.
If they really, because Mike was like, we want to be very aware of it. We're doing everything 24 past the hour, like all that stuff. I think next year they put a patch on the jerseys with a 25, and you put the last year they won, which was what, 2001?
How about they put 2000? A patch on the media who's had to cover the franchise? You know, we've seen so many bad seasons. I really didn't foresee a season that could, you know, it's in crisis stage. You lose to Tennessee and go 1-3, and all of a sudden you've lost
to
a few bad teams.
You know, Dave, I thought, all right, Mike McDaniel off what he did last year. Can't wait to see what he's going to add to this group and what
absolutely.
He added.
I wrote a column on that saying.
Jonnu Smith, what a nice catch. I mean, it's just everybody's kind of just a little bit, but not enough. I
thought in the offseason they might go and add a power, some muscle to their running game. And because the stats last year showed they were very effective, the outside zone. But they didn't like to run up inside.
So Baldy is standing by, the guy we passed on that was taken close to us, who's starting with Tampa Bay.
Barton,
and everybody said he's going to be a Pro Bowler the rest of his life. He's that good.
You'd take him right now, right? Of course, they signed the free agent center, so that took them out of the running of that, right? They decided we're going to get the free agent. I get the thinking they were down two edge rushers.
And they said that will never happen again. Yes.
So I
you're
get the
next
thinking
pick by
there.
Baldy, maybe. See what he has to say about it.
Oh man.
We'll hold off on the song and until they if they
they want to hear
the
song.
No. If they lose to Tennessee, we'll play the song.
You know what?
I'm not ready yet.
Can I just say something? You need to know this.
Sure.
My brother-in-law,
I know,
and my nephew did that years and years ago. But I got to tell you, they want to get paid when we play it now.
Okay. Royalties?
I'm serious.
Okay.
So, everything's a joke to you.
Well, that's what it would be.
Maybe I should have said something off the air to you.
That's what it would have been.
Play royalty. A little bit.
I don't have it. It's not ready.
I want to hear it. I'm curious.
No.
I probably know it.
Dave, it was done, literally, it was done while they were drinking. Well, my little guy wasn't. He's grown up now. But he was.
Someone said maybe OBJ can save us.
He was there yesterday. He got to see it.
They had a lot of guys.
By the way, don't even get into the group of guys we thought were going to be ready for the start of the season that start on IR. We won't do that.
We won't mention Isaiah.
Because they're going, no. We knew that could happen. Oh, you did? Because nobody told us that.
That's right.
They don't have telemedia stuff.
You want to address this because it's the theme of the morning is Chris Greer.
What are you going to do?
They're not going to do anything during the season, right?
He's not going anywhere.
If this thing falls apart, there's no way they bring him back.
I don't know. I'm guessing everybody got an extension at the same time, right? If the head coach got an extension, I'm guessing the GM got an extension.
That's how it typically works, yeah, now.
If they lose to Tennessee, I think then you really have to start having the serious conversation of, like,
Probably gonna have to wait. Probably
going
to have to wait. And I always love the spin on everything once it's Like the injuries.
There's going to be no spin in this one because they've used injuries the last 2 years.
Ain't no spinning me now. Ain't no spinning me, not sorry. 9 o'clock hour is coming free. Huh?
Just make that up.
I'm freaking tired. All right, right now I want to talk to you about your South Florida Chevy dealers this morning, man. I want to let you know when it comes to the big, beautiful, comfortable SUVs. Oh, my gosh, that Suburban and Tahoe. Everything you need, man. Tahoe Joe here to tell you, boy, I'll tell you what, nothing like driving something that's big and comfortable for the whole family. Boy, I tell you, they got a new look coming up here. I'm hearing the word. My guy said, wait a couple months. We got the 2025s going to come out. Right to the Traverse, to the Trailblazer, the Equinox, and the Blazer, over to Silverado trucks. Strong, durable Silverado trucks. It's almost like they've custom-made a Silverado truck perfect for your lifestyle. Whether all you do with your truck is work, man. You work 6-7 days a week. That's how you make a living. You need something that's durable as you are, that's willing to work long days. Silverado trucks will do it for you. Need a Silverado truck to get the family around? We've got those too. New and used, low mileage, ready for you with convenient locations all over South Florida. And while you're in the showroom close to you, check out that new Corvette. Oh, God, is that thing sexy. My gosh. Nothing better than this family right now. And if you haven't been to your South Florida Chevy dealers, convenient locations in Dade, Broward, and Monroe County, find new roads and fall in love today at your South Florida Chevy dealer.